Pediatricians see a lot of cases involving the usual childhood maladies, things like ear infections and chickenpox. What's also becoming common in the doctor's office is hefty kids, and the pounds they're putting on could potentially be unhealthy. Type 2 diabetes and other ailments usually seen only in adults are now turning up in children. Pediatrician David Allen has done diet research at UW Children's Hospital in Madison. He says kids aren't necessarily eating more calories than they were 30 years ago. They're just eating different foods. Nowadays, he says there's more soda, less milk, and plenty of the so-called bad or readily absorbed simple carbohydrates.
Perhaps it does matter what kinds of calories one eats that creates a greater propensity for weight gain.
It's a controversial theory, but one that's found followers among adults on low-carb diets. Many fast food restaurants offer cheap meals high in sugar and starch. Some, like McDonald's, have responded to public pressure by offering healthier foods and promoting an active lifestyle for kids. In a commercial release this summer, the once portly burger-eating pitchman, Ronald McDonald, is seen in a form-fitting yellow jumpsuit, doing things like snowboarding and playing basketball. Critics say commercials alone won't get kids off the couch, but Dr. Allen says exercise is a key component to keeping kids healthy. Studies have shown that people can be fit and fat. Extra pounds are not always a recipe for high blood pressure and heart disease. But Allen says a lot of kids are overweight because they're inactive and eating all sorts of junk food.
We're sort of locked in this battle now of living in a world that makes it very difficult for us to sort of avoid obesity.
And if kids can't fight fat early on, it's likely they won't be able to later. The National Center for Chronic Disease Prevention estimates that overweight preschoolers have a 30% chance of becoming obese adults. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.